Hi everyone, this is Jeff Adams from the Icebox Radio Theater. Thank you so much for tuning in and downloading our premier podcast, Radio Icebox. We have a lot of fun bringing it to you, and we hope you have an awful lot of fun listening to it. Quick reminder, once again, our Patreon page is now up and ready to go. This is an opportunity for you to help us keep these shows on the air, and we invite you, when you're done listening, if you enjoyed it, to consider going and checking it out. Easiest way to find the Patreon page, go to iceboxradio.org and just click on the advertisement banner across the top that simply says we are now live on Patreon. And right now, we are live in your ears. It's time for Radio Icebox, Season 1, Episode 11, Fog Bound and Down.
Following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Previously on Radio Icebox.
What is that?
It's something looking in the window at us.
Yeah, but what is it?
I know what it looks like. Big gray head, giant black eyes, like a cat's eyes with no pupils, just empty, rail-thin body. I know what it looks like, all right.
An alien?
An alien from a nightmare.
Jennifer?
Yes, Abby?
What is it, really?
It's the end.
JJ.
Yes?
I don't mean to be critical or anything.
Yes?
But is this really your plan? All of us hide in the basement with the lights out?
Oh, you thought I had a plan.
Shh.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please be quiet. It's imperative.
Right. Quiet.
May I ask a question, please?
Yes. The Scoop Sisters show will go on as planned.
Well, that wasn't the question, but... thank you.
You're welcome.
The question is for the young lady.
Thank God, I'm so tired of being the only one.
Jennifer, are you going to tell us what's going on?
I wish I could, but it's much more dangerous that way.
Much more dangerous what way?
Cody, could you just sit quietly and not ask any questions?
But I...
please.
All right.
But that means the rest of us can ask you questions, correct?
I would just as soon nobody ask me anything. Just be quiet.
You know what? No.
Abby?
No. This is ridiculous. We all know what we saw, or at least what we think we saw up there. And so far, Miss Crypto will only fill our heads with a lot of vague gloom and doom.
Abby, please.
No. If this is the end, as you've stated several times, I think all of us have the right to know what the end really is.
It would be immensely worse if I told you.
Immensely worse than the end? Because, you know, the end sounds pretty bad.
Well, I, for one, think we should just march upstairs and confront that whatever it is outside. This hiding in the basement is demeaning.
What's wrong with the basement?
I mean, the hiding is demeaning. The basement is perfectly fine.
Good, because all the studios are down here and everything.
Yes, yes, and it's a wonderful basement.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm just, I don't know, feeling sensitive. It's the whole end of the world thing.
It is not the end of the world. Is it?
Time will tell, but you're not going to make it better by going upstairs.
Why not?
Because you don't know what you're dealing with.
Because the only person here who does know what we're dealing with won't give us even a tiny little clue.
It's for your own good.
Well, why don't you let us decide that?
I can't.
Why not?
I just can't. If I told you, you'd have two problems instead of one.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means that our friend outside is one problem, and the second problem...
yes?
Is worse.
Jennifer?
Yes?
I believe you.
Thank you.
But we can't stay in this basement.
We can do the show from down here.
Okay, we can do the show, but who will listen to it?
What do you mean?
There's a fog covering the whole town. A fog that enveloped Dr. Graves the second he walked into it. Whatever it is, it's fair to assume it's affecting everyone.
Good heavens.
Is that what's happening? Jennifer, is the whole town in danger?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You know everything else. You have to know that.
I don't know. This whole thing has been spiraling out of control for weeks. Ever since I...
ever since you what?
Got personally involved. You guys have to trust me. What I want more than anything else is for you all to be safe. But the threat out there is real, and I don't know how to address it at the moment. If you give me some time, I'm sure I can figure something out. I'm sure I can.
Why should we trust you?
Abby...
No, really, why should we trust her? She comes and she goes. She lies over and over again.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, you know you do, Miss Nigerian Princess.
That was a joke.
Which conveniently put me off your scent for a while. So the question stands, why should we trust you? What have you ever done to earn our trust?
If I told you one thing that was proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that I know what I'm talking about, would that earn your trust?
That would prove you know what you're talking about. That doesn't make you trustworthy.
All right. Then how about one thing about myself? Just one thing that was absolutely true.
Well, how would we know it was true?
I'd prove it. And I wouldn't be the one providing the proof.
You'd tell us who you really were?
Yes.
But I thought you said that was dangerous.
Everything is dangerous. I'm having to revise the mission as I go.
The mission?
Enough questions. Answer me. Do you want this proof or not?
I guess.
Yeah, right.
Just be aware of one thing. This will raise more questions than it answers. Okay?
Ident.
Alpha Ghost Foxtrot 001.
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
Lieutenant, would you please say my name and designation?
Ma'am?
Say my name and designation out loud.
That's against protocol, ma'am.
When have we ever worried about that in this outfit?
Yes, ma'am. You are Colonel Margaret Swift Starkley, United States Air Force, currently assigned to special duty with the NSA. Details of which are above my pay grade, ma'am.
Thank you, Lieutenant. That's all. Well?
Your name's Margaret?
That's complicated. I just as soon as you go on calling me Jennifer.
Well, if that was staged, it was beautifully done. You have my trust.
Mine too, ma'am, sir, general.
Relax, JJ. You're going to blow a gasket.
Yes, sir. No.
Abby?
Just get us out of this.
I promise.
Here are some events of community interest in the Icebox metropolitan area. Icebox Days, the most somber festival on our local events calendar, is scheduled to make its dark yearly return next Friday. Commemorating the winter of 1955 when three children were killed by playing in abandoned refrigerators at the county dump, Icebox Days is a chance for residents to check their smoke detectors, consider purchasing a home security system, and review their fire plans for safely getting out of their homes in the event of an emergency. Though quiet and contemplative in nature, not every aspect of Icebox Days is a downer. A special Carnival of Souls is being added this year in the vacant lot across Lake Street from the First Icebox Evangelical Church of Presbyterian Lutheranism, Rhode Island Synod. Admission is a passing grade on a safety quiz. Harold and Norma Rose, who recently inherited an old Hi-8 video camera from their granddaughter, would like to invite everyone to their first movie premiere. The couple worked on the film all summer and describe it as a horror movie based on their own lives. The film is titled Harold Norma Activity and will be shown in the couple's living room on 4th Street next Saturday night. Special premiere tickets available at $20.
Jennifer?
Yes, Cody?
I don't mean to rush you, but how's it going?
It's fine.
Really? Because you haven't said anything for 20 minutes.
Sorry. I'm just a little preoccupied.
I understand.
No, I don't think you do.
I understand preoccupation. Being distracted, unable to work, unable to focus because one thought and one thought only dominates your mind.
And what thought would occupy your mind like that?
Well, it's not saving the world, I'll tell you that much.
I'm sorry.
For what?
For everything. Maybe you should go into the studio and help the others.
There's nothing to do. They're just in there fiddling with the levels before the show.
Then maybe you should go in there and make sure that they don't mess something up.
Taken care of. JJ's the fiddler, so I set up an old amplifier he can play with.
Is it hooked up to anything?
What do you think?
Clever. Clever and insidious. You have a future in government work.
No, thank you, General.
It's Colonel, and you're welcome.
You have a whole life, don't you?
Beg pardon?
Colonel Margaret Starkley. You have a whole life outside this place, and I don't know anything about it.
Cody, what I have outside this place is not a life. And you're right, you know nothing about it.
I don't, at least until you tell me. That was a joke.
Oh.
You don't need to tell me anything.
Yeah.
Unless...
I need to tell you something.
Oh, thank you. It was driving me crazy. First of all, are you an NSA or military? Because that was very confusing.
Cody.
And second, are these really aliens? Because it just seems too perfect to me. Like, out of a movie or something.
Cody.
Not that I'd know what a real alien would look like. Do I?
Cody.
What?
I need to tell you something. And it doesn't have anything to do with aliens.
Oh, okay.
I've come to a decision about us.
Oh.
I asked you once if you'd ever leave Icebox. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. I was going through a lot of stuff right then, but I think, yeah.
Do you remember what you said?
No, I don't remember.
You avoided the question.
That sounds like something I'd do.
So, you still owe me an answer.
Can I have some more time to ponder the question?
Are you really considering it, or are you just putting me off in the hopes that an answer will pop into your head?
Wow. Do you do that too?
Do what?
Dink around hoping an answer to a difficult question or problem will just pop into your head?
Of course not.
Because I do that all the time.
All right. I do it too.
Thought so.
Now, the question.
What question?
Would you ever leave?
Right. Right.
Well?
You know, it seems to me that you're not really asking me if I'd leave Icebox.
Is this another strategy to avoid the question?
Hear me out. I don't think you're really asking me if I'd leave.
Okay, then what am I asking?
You're asking if I'd leave and never come back. Right? Right, Jennifer?
I guess I am.
Because here's the thing. Leaving isn't really a big deal. You can always come back to visit, or even move back here if you decide the outside world isn't for you.
Granted.
But the way you asked, the gravity of it, that makes me think you're not really asking me if I'd just leave.
I guess I'm asking if you'd leave permanently.
I can only think of one reason why I'd do that.
Okay, what?
I'd leave Icebox and never come back. Only if there was no Icebox to come back to. That's what we're talking about, isn't it?
You are way too smart for your own good.
Had to be. You'd never fall for a guy who wasn't.
Who says I've fallen for you?
Nobody. Nobody at all.
News headlines now from Radio Icebox. This is Jack Springheel reporting. The demon turkey of Fifth Street was spotted again this week. This time on City Beach near the Frozen Frights ice cream stand. Norma Anderson and her grandson Trevor, up from the Twin Cities, were taking a walk in the warm weather last week when they saw what they described as a half-eaten Thanksgiving turkey preambling rapidly across the ice. Authorities were contacted but once again refused to act, as there continues to be a conflict between the police department and the Department of Animal Control, vis-a-vis Bob, as to exactly who was responsible for reanimated meat running around wreaking havoc with the townspeople. To date, the reanimated demon turkey of Fifth Street has been responsible for knocking over 14 garbage cans, consuming a pond of koi fish, and is still under suspicion for eating an iguana belonging to Mrs. Barbara Wilson of 413 Pond Avenue. Anyone spotting the turkey is advised to keep their distance and under no circumstances attempt to take it home for dinner. In business news, the sinkhole on River Avenue between 2nd and 3rd Streets has been claimed by two parties, both with an interest in developing the surrounding property for tourism and light retail. Kyle Jesperson, a sophomore at Falls High School and president of the school's newly resurgent Junior Achievement chapter, wants to take advantage of the hole's educational appeal to open a geology-themed theme park that will feature rides and attractions based on earth sciences. In opposition to Kyle, Mrs. Frieda Lund wants to rope off the area and, quote, charge these yokels $2 a head to gander at that thar earth wound. Both parties are scheduled to give their respective presentations before City Council on Thursday.
This is wrong.
Why?
Because the playwright of this show is, you know...
Oh, for heaven's sake, make up your mind. Are we doing it or not?
I don't know. Where's Jennifer?
In the basement with Cody. What do you need?
Nothing. Everything. I don't know.
JJ.
I know. I'm sorry. I guess I just wanted to know if doing the show is going to do any good.
Please, James, you have got to stop this moping about and simply commit to airing the program.
What is your problem, anyway?
It just seems weird doing the show when we don't know what happened to Melanie.
Well, as far as we know, she's at home next to her radio awaiting the beginning of the broadcast.
You really think that?
It's possible.
You think she's dead, don't you?
I do not. I admit to a certain relish at the thought, but I doubt it.
Oh, she's dead. I know it.
JJ.
We're all dead. The station's dead. Radio's dead.
Well, that's hardly new.
This is all pointless.
Maybe so, but what do you want to do? Curl up and die?
Yes?
No. Look, we can't just give up.
Indeed.
Things are tough right now, but I know we can get through this.
Hear, hear.
Because if we keep after Jennifer long enough, she's gonna crack and I'll finally figure out what's going on around here.
Not knowing really gets to you, doesn't it?
I'm working on it. God, give me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change.
Goodness, she's really disturbed by not knowing, isn't she?
There are certain control issues.
I can imagine.
You really can't.
Well, whatever the case, you are airing the show, aren't you?
Yes.
Good. There's no use moping.
I know. Just have a little problem being decisive when the world might be ending.
The world is not ending.
How do you know?
I will not allow it. I just bought new typewriter ribbons, and you have no idea how difficult a process that was. James.
Yes?
I would like you to know something.
What is it?
Your coming here made a difference. You are a good director, and I'm glad you came to Icebox. No matter what happens next, I wanted you to know that.
Thank you, Barb. I'm very touched.
It is heartfelt, I assure you. Besides, before you came, I couldn't even get my foot in the door around here.
Well, I... Wait, what?
Okay, I'm back.
Good. Are we ready to roll, dear?
I think so.
I'll watch the levels on the pre-wash amp.
On the what?
The amplifier here that Cody set up for me. He says you have to watch the pre-wash or else the sound gets muddy.
What on earth is...
I'll tell you later.
Ready to go here.
Great, Chief. Let's roll the theme song.
This is so exciting.
Really? You've had dozens of plays produced.
Well, yes, but this is the first one by Melanie, and if I can do a good job on one of hers, it means I've grown as a person.
Going live!
That's very enlightened, Barbara.
And it's something I could hold over her pointy little head forever.
Right.
Well... Hi, everyone. It's frankly, kind of crazy around here at the moment, but it's time for Radio Icebox Playhouse once again, and I know you've been waiting for this one. It's the second part of a great two-parter. It is part two of The Scoop Sisters, Sound of Doom, and it starts right now.
Egotistical, arrogant,
calm down.
Stuck up, condescending.
He didn't listen?
Oh, he listened all right. He turned it on speakerphone for the whole room to hear.
Well, you can't blame Sam entirely.
And why not?
Well, you're so adorable when you get to sleuthing.
Am I the only one who remembers that some innocent woman is probably dead next door and the authorities don't want to do anything about it?
Well, I say we show Sam once and for all.
Right.
We march over there, get the evidence necessary to convict that man of murder, then dump it all right on Sam's desk.
Now you're talking.
Then I do a three-part expose about how the police in this town are a bunch of lazy good-for-nothings who are gold-bricking on the city's payroll.
Yeah. Wait, what?
We'll do a class action suit. The people versus City Hall. Heads will roll. People might even go to jail.
Mother, we like Sam, remember?
We do.
Well, we don't like him right at this moment, but only because he's being a jerk. Not because he's a corrupt official undermining democracy.
Oh, right. Maybe just a one-part series.
We'll talk about it. Now, what's the plan?
We're going over there.
Do we have any, defense?
I think I still have some mace left.
That little bottle? Didn't you carry that around when I was in high school?
Well, I can't guarantee it'll work, but maybe the threat will be enough. And we could bring Buggy.
I don't think pugs were bred as guard dogs. Besides, he was laying in front of the heater snoring a minute ago.
Right. And I don't know how I'd explain it to the Wilsons if Buggy got chainsawed.
Should we just go then?
Yes. Yes, we should.
You're sounding confident all of a sudden.
I'm trying to be unreasonable, so you'll hold me back?
Sorry, Mom. For once, I think you've painted me into a corner even I can't get out of. Try one more time.
Okay.
Okay, it sounds like no one's home.
So, our friend with the panel van lives alone.
Let's hope so. Otherwise, this will be a very short search. Come on alongside of the house.
Do you have any plans for getting in the garage?
Not really. I suppose we could break in.
Oh, now, Melody, you know that's not very... Shoot! I'm being reasonable again.
Sorry. Before we try the door, do you see anything?
No. He's got those sliding glass doors that look in the kitchen. It's all dark.
Pretty spare kitchen. Maybe he's a bachelor.
Well, aren't most serial killers?
No, let's not convict him of anything just yet. Is the garage unlocked?
Nope. But it's just a simple spring lock. We could probably kick it in.
No. I'm trespassing as is. I don't want to add breaking and entering to my list of crimes.
Oh, we could talk our way out of a B&E.
Not without being patted on the head and told how cute I was.
Yeah, point taken. What do you want to do?
Well, do you have any lock picking in your background?
You know, I never had the patience for it. And my college peer group already had a guy.
Okay.
Jimmy Pearson. Wonderful set of hands. He wasn't just good for lockpicking, if you know what I mean.
Mother, my stomach is queasy enough. Please!
Okay. Well, what do we want to do?
Well, I give up. I guess we could kick the door, right?
Sure, that's easy. Just aim right next to the knob and imagine a spot through the door, like 2 inches on the other side.
Okay. Here I go.
Be careful, dear.
Hi-ya! No!
Oh, Melody!
Oh, my knee!
Melody, you kicked the wrong side of the door.
You said to aim 2 inches away from the knob.
Yes, but on the inside. You kicked the door frame.
Ow!
You left a really good dent, too.
I think I need to sit down.
Okay, well, I should try now.
Wait a minute.
No, you just hurt yourself. I owe it to you to give it my all.
Mother, hang on.
I won't let my baby get hurt without joining in her pain.
Mother, wait. Look.
What is it?
Down here in the flower bed. You see that rock?
Yes.
Well, if I don't miss my guess. It's one of those fake rocks with a key inside.
How on earth did you know that?
The price tag was still attached.
You know, we might be overestimating our killer's intelligence.
Help me up, and we'll get inside.
Are you okay to stand?
Yes, it's just a sprain. We should get inside. No telling how long he'll be gone.
Right.
It fits. Come on.
Okay. Should we turn on a light?
I'm a little afraid of what we'll see.
We have to be strong. There could be someone that needs our help.
I found the light switch.
Good. Just be brave, and I'm sure everything will...
Run away! What is that thing?
Yes! It's a cardboard standee! A life-sized Bela Lugosi!
Children of the night, what music they make.
With some kind of pre-recorded voice speaker? It must be hooked up to a light sensor or something.
Well, it scared me to death.
Me too. Wow, what a lot of junk.
Look, there's a bunch more standees over here.
He seems to have a thing for old monster movies.
Frankenstein, Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Oh, wow. Mom, look at this wall.
Posters.
Definitely has a thing for old monster movies.
Look, original Phantom of the Opera with Lon Chaney. Mel, that poster's nearly 90 years old.
It can't be original.
Yeah, I think it is. That looks like archival framing. Special glass, acid-free backing paper. This isn't cheap, Mel. He's gone to great lengths to protect all this stuff.
All of it looks old. You used to have a stereo like that, didn't you?
Uh-huh. I inherited it from an old boyfriend. Goodness! Look at the old reel-to-reel tape decks. This is professional quality gear.
Professional quality from 40 years ago. Here's a rack with some costumes.
Oh, I'd like some of those for the 40s radio hour. They look authentic. You know, looking around this workshop, Mel, I can't see this man as a murderer.
Not so fast. Check out the workbench.
Oh, dear. Chains and locks.
And saws. And is that a sword?
I think. And, oh.
Is that red paint all over it?
I really don't want to get close enough to look.
One thing bothers me, though.
Just one thing?
Well, we heard a chainsaw, right?
Right.
Well, where is it?
Well, maybe he took it with him when he went.
I don't know. If there was sawing going on in here, where's the sawdust?
Well, the floor is cleaner than our kitchen.
Not saying much, but point taken. This doesn't make sense.
Well, I hate to point it out, but we haven't explored the whole workshop yet. There are doors over there.
Yeah. Mom?
Yeah?
There's a flashlight there on the shelf. Could you see if it works?
Like a charm.
Okay, there are three doors.
Oh, perfect! Just like the lady and the tiger.
I can't remember if anyone got eaten in that story.
Oh, me neither. Should I grab the sword just in case?
No. Let's just hurry.
Okay, try the first door.
Another closet.
Yes, it's... Oh, look at the movie projector!
Mother, focus!
Right. Murderer.
Okay, moving to the next door.
It's like the Halloween version of Let's Make a Deal.
And me, without a hard-boiled egg in my purse.
Oh, you remember that show? That makes me feel so good for some reason.
Open the door, Mom.
All right. I don't know what I'm looking at.
I don't know what I'm not looking at. It's a closet version of a junk drawer.
But everything's so neat. Look at the little stackable containers, all neatly labeled.
Mother, don't touch that!
It's fine, dear. It's just labeled eyeballs.
Put it back, please.
Wait a minute. Eyeballs don't rattle.
Mother!
Look!
Ew!
Mel, these are not real eyeballs. First of all, they're assorted sizes. And second of all, they're plastic.
Why would someone have a collection of plastic eyeballs?
They're props. Look at the rest of the containers. Spiders, snakes, shrunken heads.
And one marked organs.
Oh, I'm sure they're just the rubber ones.
Let's not find out. Next door, please.
You are no fun at all.
Okay. This last one's different.
It's just an old closet door. Can't be 2 feet wide.
One of us will have to go first.
I volunteer. This is fun.
No, you and your eyeballs.
Oh, just stay behind me, scaredy cat.
What? What? What do you see, Mother?
Wondrous things.
Could you be more specific, please?
There's room enough for two in here. Just squeeze in.
Okay.
Oh, a light.
Oh, my word.
Is that what I think it is?
This is like a movie set. And not a very nice movie.
It is. That's an Iron Maiden. And a rack. And a miniature pendulum.
Why would anyone need a miniature pendulum?
Torture mice?
Is that what this is? A torture chamber?
A replica torture chamber. Look, the spikes in this Iron Maiden are papier-mâché. And the chains on the rack are plastic.
So it's not a real torture chamber, but somebody went to great lengths to build one.
Yes. Oh, none of this stuff would hurt a fly.
Still creepy, Mother.
No, you don't understand. I'm pretty sure all this stuff is based on the old Roger Corman, Edgar Allan Poe movies. The owner of this house is just a movie fan.
Well, that seems obvious enough. What about the sounds?
He's back.
Quick, turn out the light. I'll get the door. Man, why wouldn't he?
I don't know. I was hoping he'd get a sandwich or something.
I didn't know murderers got hungry after the kill.
Well, I can hope, can't I?
Where was that chainsaw? I never saw it.
Well, what does it matter? He's got a saw out there, probably covered with blood and gore like Leatherface.
Okay, calm down. Something's not right about this.
Oh, no. He's got a victim out there.
Oh, no.
We have to do something now, Mel.
Like what?
Here. This mace looks like it's made out of wood. Won't brain him like the real thing could, but it could do some damage.
You want to run out there and attack a killer with a fake mace?
You're right. I need backup. Here.
What is that?
It's my old can of mace. It probably doesn't work, but scream as loud as you can and point it at him. Maybe it'll distract him long enough for me to hit him with this mace. Hey, mace and mace.
You just got that?
Oh, give me a break. I've had a long week.
We have to hurry. Right. Ready? On the count of three. One, two,
three.
Where's the victim?
Who are you people?
Wait a minute. Where are those sounds coming from?
What? I hang on. Now, what did you say?
Oh, dear. It was those reel-to-reel tapes.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Who are you two and what are you doing in my workshop?
Hello. We just lived down the street and wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood.
With a maze?
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm new at this.
Yes, Jasmine, and this is the effect that I want to use for the second act murder.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
Do you really think so?
I do. You are such a treasure, Mr. Perkins. I'm so glad you moved to town.
Well, I'm just glad I found your community theater troupe. I've been collecting all these things for so many years. It's exciting to think they could be used again in some capacity.
So everything I heard was a sound effect.
Yes. And thank you so much, young lady, for being terrified.
What?
I wasn't sure young people would still be scared by all these old effects. It's exciting to know that you two thought I was a real murderer.
Okay, just to take stock a moment, those saws and screams...
All classic recordings. I had them all on reel-to-reel, but of course they need to be transferred to a computer for the show.
He is going to be our best sound effects director ever.
I'm sorry to hear the sounds disturb the dog next door. I'll be sure to use headphones next time.
Okay. That explains the sounds, but we saw you carrying something over to your van earlier.
Well, I did take a load of props down the theater.
Yeah, but this something looked like a body.
Oh, that would be Gustav.
Who?
Gustav, my dummy. See, when you need the sound of a body falling on the floor, and you want to use a live prop instead of a recording, well, you just take an old set of coveralls, and you fill them with newspapers and phone books. Oh, it weighs a ton, but when you drop it on the floor, it sounds so realistic.
That is ingenious.
Thank you.
Well, I guess that's it. We're sorry, Mr. Perkins.
Very sorry. You can see why we thought something was wrong.
Well, I'm thrilled you thought something was wrong. I'll have to be more careful when working sound effects from now on. I wouldn't want to worry the neighbors.
Right.
One question for you ladies, though.
Yes?
When you heard all these sounds, why did you come to investigate yourselves? Why not just call the police?
Well, that's, complicated.
It's like this. You know how you collect all this wonderful horror movie memorabilia?
Yes.
Well, we have a similar hobby, only ours involves actual crime.
Oh, my, isn't that dangerous?
Only to our dignity. And then only if Sam finds out.
Which he never will. Right, Mom?
Well, that depends.
On what?
On whether or not you can teach me to sew.
Oh, I can teach you how to sew.
Really?
Yes. I'm working on a Dracula cape right over here.
Oh, how wonderful. Mel, could you go check on Buggy?
Mother, I would love nothing better.
This has been The Scoop Sisters in Color, starring
Karen Schickel as Mel,
Victoria Olson as Jasmine,
and Jeffrey Adams as Mr. Perkins and Buggy the Pug. Diane Adams was the director. Script written and directed by Jeffrey Adams. Sound effects created and realized by Dave Irwin. Pre-recorded sound effects engineered by Piran Irwin.
Well?
Cody is up on the top floor now.
He shouldn't have gone up there. He could have been seen.
He took the back staircase. He'll be fine.
Still.
Cody, you're alive!
You shouldn't have done that.
Worried about me?
Yes, I was.
No, I meant... Well, never mind.
I was too.
You were?
Yes. Don't do that again.
I'll try, but you see how JJ gets when he can't get the ratings?
Would you just tell me already? How'd we do?
It's tough to tell.
What?
The fog and everything, it's tough to tell. I think there was quite a few porch lights on because there was this uniform glow over everything. But it was impossible to get an exact count.
A uniform glow?
Yes, like there were a lot of porch lights on.
I'll take it. Our highest rated show ever.
He said it was a uniform glow.
Highest ever!
Fine, whatever. Congratulations all around. Where's Barb?
She was hyperventilating in the ladies' room, last I saw her.
Really? Never known her to be stressed out during a broadcast.
No, she doesn't. Wait a minute.
What is it?
Do you remember when you had a strict no Barb policy and she used to break into the building?
Yes.
Guess where her favorite window was.
What? What do you mean?
Was this the restroom?
Yes.
What is it?
Dang it!
Abby, what is it?
Barb's not in there and the window's open again.
Is the fog getting in?
I don't think so.
I'm closing it to be sure.
What is that stuff, anyway?
Just a second.
Should I call Barb's house?
Yes, please.
Why would she do that? Did she think she was running away?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. How stressed out was she?
Very. It was weird. She's always in control.
The window's shut. Let's leave it that way.
No answer at her house.
You want to tell me what that stuff is?
It's called extraterrestrial transport medium.
What do you mean, transport?
I've told you too much already.
Is it dangerous?
We didn't used to think so. But I'd never seen people disappear like that before.
Why would Barb do that?
No idea. But when she does come back, I need to talk to her.
She probably just had to get home. Her cat needed feeding.
Barb has a cat?
You've never met Hector? He's a hoot. Most laid-back cat I've ever seen.
Yeah, I suppose he'd have to be.
We can go after her if you'd like.
I wouldn't.
Which begs the question, Jennifer.
Yes?
When exactly can we leave? I mean, what's the plan?
There is no plan.
So there's no leaving?
I'm working on that.
So you'd like us just to go back to the basement and hide?
Is that a problem?
Are you kidding? That's what I was hoping you'd say.
How on earth did I fall for such a coward?
You fell for me?
And a dim one at that.
Hey, call me whatever names you want. I'm going to play this one quiet and conservative. I just want to avoid any future weirdness.
Attention, humans!
Like that.
The fourth protocol is in effect.
Is that coming over the radio?
Wait, is it?
We have to get down to the studio.
Wait.
No, we have to get down there. The end of the world is one thing, but this is important. Well, Cody?
The line from the studio is fine. It's got to be in the transmitter.
But the transmitter looks fine.
I know, but there's something wrong.
Can you fix it?
I can't even figure out what it is. Fortunately, I know someone who can.
No.
Jennifer, I...
No, I can't. And by that, I mean I'm not able. The technology causing this is way over my head.
Interesting that you would even know that it's over your head.
Cody, I...
Attention!
Who is that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Incorrect.
Okay, now what does that even mean?
I told you I don't know. You people think I'm an expert in this stuff, but I'm not. Nobody is.
Correct.
Well, can you give me a hint what he's talking about? Because this is beginning to get to me.
No human is an expert.
Wait, what?
What did it just say?
No human is an expert on the workings and priorities of the corporation.
What's the corporation?
It's what they call themselves.
They?
They're visitors, I think. Don't ask me where they come from because I don't know. I don't think anyone knows.
Correct. No human knows the origin.
Wait a minute. Can he hear us?
That's impossible. This is strictly a transmitter.
Incorrect.
He can hear us.
No.
Jennifer.
That's something well within their abilities.
How can you have a two-way communication over a one-way transmitter?
They're mysterious aliens from another dimension, Cody. They can do whatever they want.
Incorrect.
Oh, be quiet.
Negative. The fourth protocol is now in effect.
The fourth protocol can't be in effect. We haven't even had the third.
They are not a linear construct.
Typical corporation BS. They were linear last week.
Negative.
You do this constantly. You change the rules, then change them again. What do you want from us?
The fourth protocol is now in effect.
No.
Do you guys want us to leave?
Everyone has to stay right here, in this room.
What?
It's not safe outside. They've probably taken people already.
Taken?
Negative.
Okay, mysterious disembodied voice?
Yes, nervous fat human.
Well, fine. I take it you can hear me.
I am perceiving your vocalizations.
Good. Is Barb okay?
Query unclear. What is a Barb?
Good question.
The female human who crawled out a window to leave this building earlier? That's a Barb.
Understood. Human window crawler designated Barb is operating under normal parameters.
Current location of human Barb? May I have the current location of human Barb?
What's wrong?
I don't know. They don't usually hesitate to answer questions.
Human designated Barb is currently in her residence.
Oh, at least that's one thing.
Wait, why am I relieved?
All other humans are not of interest to us. Only human of interest is the designate.
Okay, what the hell does that mean?
It means...
Single human of interest to us. The designate possesses unusual cranial architecture and unusually advanced thought patterns. The designate is of interest to us.
Wait a minute, are they talking about abducting someone?
It's all they ever do talk about.
And your job is to stop them, isn't it?
Sure, that's my job.
But you've succeeded in stopping them, right? They haven't gotten this designate person yet, right?
I've succeeded in keeping negotiations going. I'm slowing them down.
The fourth protocol is in effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. Do you know who the designate is?
We have an idea or two.
No.
What?
You're lying.
I beg your pardon?
This is a tiny little town in the middle of nowhere. You wouldn't be here unless this designate person was nearby, right? I mean, there's no reason to be here otherwise.
The fourth protocol is in effect. The designate must come with us now.
Wait.
In accordance with agreement, the designate must come with us now.
Jennifer, who is it?
The designate must come with us in accordance with agreement.
I have a counteroffer.
Explain concept counteroffer.
A deviation from the agreement in which the corporation allows the designate to remain here in exchange for another subject.
Negative. The designate will come with us. The fourth protocol is in effect.
Hear me out.
Negative. The fourth protocol is in effect.
The designate replacement will be 001.
All other aspects of the agreement remain in effect?
Yes.
Your proposal is acceptable.
What's going on?
Designate replacement must prepare.
In a minute. Damn, always pushing, all the time.
Jennifer, just tell me, what's going on?
I didn't want it to end like this.
What's going on?
I didn't want any of this to happen. It just did.
Wait a minute. It's him, isn't it?
What?
Him. Cody is the designate. He's the one they wanted.
What? That doesn't... What do you mean?
He's the smartest man I ever met. And from what I hear, he's been that way his whole life.
That's right. He has.
Would you guys shut up?
Unusual cranial architecture, the man said. They want Cody because he's a genius or something, don't they?
JJ, you're just... Just be quiet, please.
Jennifer, Cody is the designate, isn't he?
That's impossible.
Yes, he is.
Well, then, who's the replacement?
Designate replacement transport now.
Oh my God!
Stand back!
It's fine. It's perfectly safe.
Well, maybe, but in every movie I've ever seen, a giant white light shining out of the wall is never good.
It's fine, JJ.
It's fine?
Well, not fine. But it's safe. It'll get me where I'm going.
You?
What?
You said where you're going. You. You're going somewhere?
I am.
Why?
So you don't have to.
Wait. You can't...
Abby, what's going on?
I don't know. Hold on to me.
What?
Just do it.
You can't go.
I can't stay.
You're coming back, right?
I don't know.
The guy said there was an agreement. There's an agreement. What does it say? Does the agreement say you're coming back?
JJ,
Yeah?
You may be contacted by some people, government people. Tell them everything that happened today. Tell them exactly what was said and what was done. Can you do that?
What?
Okay. Abby?
Yes?
You may be contacted by some people, government people. Tell them everything that happened today. Tell them exactly what was said and what was done. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. And take care of everyone, please.
I'll try.
Jennifer, please, just...
Goodbye.
Wait!
This has been Radio Icebox Season 1, Episode 11, Fogbound and Down, starring Ayla McIntosh as Abby, Cody Boyer as Cody, Scotta Turner was Jennifer, Victoria Olson was Barb, and Jeffrey Adams played JJ. Direction and post-production by Jeffrey Adams. Some sound effects from the Freesound Project at freesound.org. The song this week was Cripple Creek, performed by Sluegrass, the family bluegrass band. Hear more of their great music at sluegrass.com. The Icebox Radio Playhouse theme is Monkeys Spinning Monkeys from Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. The radio play was part two of The Scoop Sisters, Sound of Doom, originally recorded at the Icebox Radio Theater in 2014. Radio Icebox Season 1 is made possible in part by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, thanks to appropriations from the Minnesota State Legislature's General and Arts and Cultural Heritage Funds.